In Guatemala, a story of intrigue and derring do. An ancient Maya altar, carved in the year 796 AD, has been rescued from looters. The 600-pound limestone altar was stolen from an archaeological site 2 years ago. Now the antiquity is safely ensconced at the National Museum in Guatemala City, where it will be cleaned and its Maya glyphs deciphered. Arthur Demarest found himself in the middle of this adventure. He's an archaeologist at Vanderbilt University who leads the excavations at the ancient city of Canquen, and he's here to help tell this story. You've been working on excavating this city since April of 2000, and I've read that you didn't know that this altar existed, much less that it was missing. What was the first you heard about it?
Well, a group of the elders from another village downriver came and visited me at my tent in our camp at night to tell me that a terrible incident had occurred and to ask for my help because a woman had been nearly beaten to death by men with ski masks, and they said it was because of a monument stolen from our site.
Let's back up in time just a little bit. When the altar was originally stolen, how did that happen? How did they get a 600-pound altar out of this site?
Well, the site that we're digging, Canquen, is it's a vast Maya city of one of the richest kings. It has one of the largest palaces in the Maya world, ball courts, and there was a storm and it washed away some mud, and people saw this monument. The word got to this gang, and they came in with about 8 men at night and pulled it out and loaded it into a boat. The site is right on the Pasion River, and took it downstream to where they had their base.
How did the authorities finally get this altar back?
Well, we just kept having these raids, you know, every time we went in to capture the looters and hope to get the monument. And this started back in March. It had already been sold to the next level. And in July, we had tracked it all the way to the Belizean border and arrested lots of people along the way, most of whom turned state's evidence. But once it went to the Belizean border, we thought, well, it's gone. It's been traded into the international art market. But along the way, we had captured some intermediaries who had a photograph that they were using to try to sell it. Not a great photograph, but good enough that we made drawings and took the photo. And the SIC, which is the Guatemalan equivalent of the FBI with whom I was working, sent it out to Interpol and the Internet, and we made it too hot. And we heard that at the Belizean border they couldn't sell it. So they brought it back into our region, which is more remote, and buried it. And the idea was they were going to let it cool off for a couple of years. But because of our work with the Maya, the villagers tell us everything. And they told us about this.
Describe what this altar looked like when you first laid eyes on it. What did you see?
It's a large, circular, carved limestone altar, meter plus wide. And it had the two kings playing the ball game, the royal ball game. But the most important thing is it was covered with hieroglyphs. That's where the scientific information comes in. They're very happy in Guatemala City because it's a masterpiece of Maya art, which will be a great treasure in the museum. But as an archaeologist, it's the glyphs that we like. That's what tells us the history. That's what helps us to reconstruct.
The two kings that are on this altar are wearing very elaborate headdresses. You can see some sort of activity going on, which you've explained is a ball game, a ritual ball game. What do you hope to learn from the glyphs, from this language that's encoded on this altar? What do you think it'll teach?
Well, we already have a lot of information. I have to be cautious in discussing it because my epigrapher, that's the people who actually decipher the glyphs, is still working on it. But these altar stones are sometimes actual photos. This is the photo opportunity, and they carve, and it signifies the end of an alliance, and the glyphs tell you the nature of the alliance.
And it's all there, right on that altar.
So they're very important political history.
Professor Demarest, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Arthur Demarest teaches anthropology at Vanderbilt University and is working on the excavation of the ancient Maya city of Canquen in Guatemala.